The image of him with the white handkerchief is the one that will remain foremost to the minds of many people looking at the politics of the north of Ireland. I mean, he was always very close to the Bloody Sunday families, and I think that, you know, throughout the city, throughout County Donegal, Fermanagh, where he came from originally, there would be very deep sadness at the passing of, you know, such a decent and good human being.
You would have encountered Deputy First Minister Bishop Daly throughout the years as Father Daly and as Bishop Daly. Your conversations today and then, would they have been much different in terms of, you know, what you'd have talked about as Deputy First Minister and what you'd have talked about maybe during the Troubles?
Well, personally, he and I always had a very civil and courteous and indeed friendly relationship, whilst at the same time recognising that the history of the north of Ireland has seen, I suppose, over the course of 40 years, two different phases. One phase was a phase of conflict where everybody was involved in it, the British Army, British State Forces, in the form of the UDR, the RUC, of course, the IRA, the activities of loyalist paramilitaries. But, you know, very difficult as bishop to navigate your way through all of those situations. And I always had a very clear understanding of what he had to do and what he had to say during those times. But also then the better phase, the phase of peace, something that he was passionately interested in. And from the very beginning of my involvement in the peace process, every time I met him, he was, you know, hugely supportive, very, very friendly, and he recognised that something very powerful was happening, something that he was ambitious for, peace. And, you know, he was never reluctant to ask about how things were going in terms of meetings that I would have been involved in with representatives of the British government or leading unionist politicians. And I think he was overjoyed over the last 20 years that things have developed in the way that they have, that the conflict is over, the war is over, and that we're now dealing with the politics of trying to, you know, end the inequalities and the injustices of the past.
And, you know, you've mentioned there the difficulties, the challenges that there would have been because of Bishop Daly's stance on the IRA, and you as a former member of the IRA. I mean, that they were tense times.
Well, they were very difficult times. As I say, Derry was a city occupied by thousands of British soldiers, where there was a lot of inequality, discrimination and injustice. And, of course, the city in itself, within the Nationalist Republican community, was divided between those who supported the SDLP and those who supported the IRA. And it would be very difficult as a priest or indeed as a bishop to handle that situation. But I mean, what always came through, which I always respected, is that he was opposed to violence. He was opposed to the violence of the British Army. He was opposed to the violence of injustice and discrimination, but he was also opposed to the IRA. But I always understood and was big enough to understand that whenever he spoke out and was critical of all of that, that was something that we as citizens in the city had to respect. And I think, you know, when you consider where we've come from and where we are now, the situations are worlds apart, and I have no doubt whatsoever that his influence in the conversations that he and I had, and indeed that I had with many other people in trying to build the peace process, was something that he found personally very encouraging indeed, because he understood that something important was happening, and that there were people within the leadership of Irish republicanism who were doing their best in very difficult circumstances to try and bring about a peace process which would remove those issues which gave rise to the conflict in the first instance.
The latter part of his life was spent very much in the hospice, and there's some irony in the fact that he contracted cancer himself.
Yeah, I met him many times down at the Foyle Hospice, and indeed when even relatives of my own were in the hospice, he just came across as just a, you know, one of the most wonderful people that you could have ministering to you at a time of great trauma for many families. He was a constant force for good at the hospice, and that was someone who devoted the rest of his entire life, as after he stood down as Bishop of Derry, to the care of people who were passing on. And of course, for him to have his own battles with cancer during that period, and to continue on ministering, speaks volumes about the type of person, the type of human being that he was.
And how will you personally be remembering him?
Well, I will remember him very fondly indeed, as I believe all of the people of Derry, no matter what their political opinions or political persuasions or religious persuasions were, people will see him as someone who was very saintly, someone who was genuinely interested in people, genuinely interested in the conditions that they were living in. And even listening this morning on another radio station to the Reverend David Latimer from First Derry Presbyterian Church, I think it was actually him who used the word saintly in regard to Bishop Daly. So I will remember him as a friend, and I will remember him as someone who was personally very supportive and very encouraging to me in the what he understood was the very difficult work of trying to bring peace to the North.